Unless your wife is getting hangry.
2 weeks before the first Republican presidential debate, the second one is announced. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It'll be September 27th on Fox Business at the Reagan Library in California. The first debate is 2 weeks from tonight in Milwaukee on Fox News Channel.
They're all saying, is he going to go into the debate? And I say, I don't know. If you're leading by 50 and 60 and 70 points, do you do that or not? I don't know.
Former President Trump at a rally in New Hampshire, he's often suggested he might skip that debate. Seven others have met the polling and fundraising criteria, but Vivek Ramaswamy's the first and only candidate to sign a required pledge so far to back whoever the nominee is. At that same rally, the former president again claimed they're trying to silence him as he faces criminal charges in the election interference case.
When we say I can't talk, I'd love to, I will talk about it. I will. They're not taking away my First Amendment right.
Well, a judge has set a Friday hearing to consider a protective order to limit Trump comments on evidence and witnesses. In Ohio, 57% of voters have rejected a Republican attempt to make it tougher for ballot measures to amend the Constitution, requiring 60% approval. Well, Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose tells Fox keeping it a simple majority is dangerous.
They've got other bad plans. This radical abortion amendment this November that takes away parental rights.
Well, Democrats say putting abortion rights into the Ohio Constitution would protect women. Wildfires are burning in Hawaii, on the Big Island, and even worse on Maui.
Flames have engulfed much of the historic town of Lahaina, where some people even jumped into the water to escape smoke and flames. Whipped up by Hurricane Dora, several hundred miles to the south. Those gusty conditions and downed trees and power lines are also hampering firefighting.
Fox's Lillian Wu. A brush fire raged in Cedar Park, Texas.
The flames were as tall as the third-story apartment, so it was very intense.
One apartment building destroyed, two damaged. Someone got lucky last night in Neptune Beach, Florida. The only winner of the $1.58 billion Mega Millions jackpot. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Lowe's knows how to save pros time and money. Right now, get 10% off all kitchen cabinet orders of $1,000 or more. Plus, MVP's Pro Rewards members earn double the bonus points on select stock cabinets through August 4th. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Must ask cashier to apply discount barcode at time of purchase. Discount on cabinet purchase only. Coupon cannot be used with any other discount. Valid 727 through 89. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any.
As the Republicans running for president get ready for that first debate in 2 weeks, the one who's closest to former President Trump in the polls is shaking things up again.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's campaign is restructuring for the third time in less than a month. DeSantis' campaign manager will move to a strategy role and has been replaced with the governor's chief of staff, while a former senior advisor to the super PAC supporting DeSantis has been named deputy campaign manager. It follows recent layoffs and a shift in strategy, as well as financial worries for the campaign, with the New York Times reporting donors are concerned about DeSantis' hardline positions on issues like abortion that may drive independent voters away. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
President Biden will be in New Mexico talking up the Inflation Reduction Act he signed nearly a year ago, the day after also touting it in Arizona.
The biggest investment in climate conservation and environmental justice ever, anywhere in the history of the world.
No Republicans voted for that law, saying the green energy initiatives will be too costly for the economy. On Wall Street, stock futures up slightly ahead of today's trading. They are in mourning in Japan, remembering the U.S. dropping the second bomb.
As the peace bell rang out in Nagasaki, its people fell silent for a minute of remembrance. 78 years ago today, a U.S. atomic bomb killed 70,000 people, prompting the end of the Second World War. Nagasaki Mayor Shiro Suzuki's parents survived the attack. Eliminating nuclear weapons from the face of the earth, he says, is the only way to truly protect our safety. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, though, warned a nuclear-free world is an ever more difficult goal. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The first atomic bomb hit Hiroshima 3 days earlier. Japan announced its surrender less than a week after the second bomb. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Champaign County Sheriff's Office plans to host their second annual back-to-school barbecue last Saturday, but the event canceled due to severe weather. The event's not going to be rescheduled, but students will still receive the supplies and backpacks they need. If your school or child needs backpacks and school supplies, you can call Champaign County Sheriff's Office. Salt Creek Resource Center's food pantry improving its shelving thanks to a $7,000 grant from the Bayer Fund. Center's director says the funds used to buy new food-grade shelving for storage of more than 46,000 pounds of food for clients at DeWitt County and the Blue Ridge School District. National Weather Service confirming a tornado passed between Springfield and Taylorville Sunday. That funnel cloud on the ground for more than an hour and was rated at a peak intensity of an EF2 northeast of Taylorville. With severe weather downing power lines and trees, even destroyed homes. The good news, there were no injuries to report. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Hey, Houlihan's has patio play on Thursday night.
It's a great option on Thursday evenings between 6 and 8. They've got $7 glasses of house wine. They've got a special menu. You just chill outside and enjoy the duo that's playing. It's an awesome choice. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary Thursday evenings for patio play.
All right, meteorologist Greg Soy. Yeah, I guess there's a shot out there getting a little rain maybe later, huh?
Yeah, matter of fact, there may be a fair amount of rain in some pockets and spots here as the afternoon wears on across the area. Eastern flank of some of that rain closing in on Quincy right now, then kind of rolling back to about the old Columbia Jefferson City area and extends out of the Ozarks, and that'll be shifting to the east. And yeah, as the afternoon wears on, we anticipate the coverages to pick on up and the intensity as well, at least from a rainfall standpoint. I think there's maybe one or two strong embedded storms, probably south of Champaign by and large. This will be otherwise. Otherwise, a pretty good soaking rain again. And some spots don't need any more rainfall, would you believe, particularly in areas north and back west and south of Champaign and Champaign County. But another inch and a half across the area for everybody else. I think we'll get that in no problem whatsoever. No extreme heat nor humidity around here, but the weather pattern still stays moderately busy around here for next weekend. If you're still looking for a last gasp of some summertime heat, that too is showing up on the maps and charts in the last week to 10 days of the month of August. So enjoy things as they play out here in the days and weeks to come. 67 now, Rantoul and over at Willa and Savoy. So increasing cloudiness, south wind, and some showers and thunderstorms breaking out this afternoon. Be some pockets, that is, of some pretty healthy downpours in spots later this afternoon and early on tonight. Up to 81 today, 65 tonight, partly sunny, 82 tomorrow. And about every 36 to 40 hours, we'll get a weak disturbance to come on by. One Friday with a shower threat at 84. That'll move out early Saturday. The highs over the weekend are right around 85 degrees. Another quick shower chance, maybe a thunderstorm Monday. And again, Wednesday next week, daytime temperatures right around or a hair below average, upper 70s and lower 80s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right. Thank you, sir. ESPN 93.5. It's Janice Niederhofer spent a career in law enforcement before retiring to start Humankind Alliance. It's an organization dedicated to restoring trust between law enforcement and the communities they serve. Janice, we've been all over this for about 7 years, trying to support police. We do a law enforcement official of the month with some of our local superstars out there, because so much that's being said out there is absolute fiction. Janice, how are you this morning?
Wonderful, Stevie, and thank you for supporting law enforcement in such great ways.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being one of the last to live in the Bay Area. Way to go, Janice. last trip there, we left on a cruise from San Francisco to go to Hawaii, and that's kind of ground zero of COVID.
Yeah,
we found the Bay Area was kind of, and so we had a bunch of our group get really sick, and we didn't know what was going on, and so that was the Bay Area. And when we took a jog up and down the streets, we had to watch our step because of the fecal matter.
Oh no!
Anyway, San Francisco, one of the best areas in the world, or it was. And man, I love the Bay Area, but I'm so sad about what's happening to that San Francisco area.
Yes, and you know it'll come back. It'll come back. Every city's having their challenges, and we're having our own over here.
Yep. Well, Janice, you tell me again exactly what you're doing and how you're putting it together to where people understand that law enforcement are just like us.
Yeah, well, I'd like to say we're one community. You don't wear a badge. I did for almost 30 years, but I'm still a human. You're still a human. You know, you're a father, a brother, whatever you are. I'm a sister, mother, not a grandmother yet, but, you know, we're humans, and we chose a job to support and keep and serve and keep our community safe. We wanted to make the world better, our communities better, and we chose law enforcement. And you folks chose radio, right? Mm-hmm. That's how you give back in the world. So we rebuild trust between law enforcement and communities they serve through training, education, and training together. So communities train right alongside of us, so there's no secrets. And we break down those walls and let people realize we're all one community, and we're in it to win it together. We have to solve these problems together.
We have children, though, being raised to fear you because you're going to be racist, bigot, homophobe, whatever. And they're afraid. They truly think if they get stopped, then their life is in danger. They're taught this now.
Mm-hmm. When we put men and women of law enforcement in a room with community members, they're all parents and grandparents, and they have children and grandchildren, and they're going to teach them what they've learned in these classes, that these folks that are behind the badge are just that, they're folks too, and they're doing the best they can with what they have, and they're going to learn the complexity of our job, and then we're going to learn the complexity of the mindset of the community members and what they've been taught, and it's going to be a real eye-opener, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to bring awareness and eagerness to join forces together and see each other as real folks and humans.
Well, Janice,
to get along better.
Janice Niederhofer on the Tavman's Toyn phone line. She's really working to help bridge that gap between law enforcement and the community. Road rage shootings are up. We had one right here in Champaign-Urbana a couple of years ago, a year ago, and it was like honk, honk, shoot, shoot.
Yep.
Unbelievable. It's just so sad.
It was way out of line.
What's happening? I mean, I'm very cautious. If I make a mistake, I don't honk at anybody.
I don't either.
I don't want to even. So what do you do? What's the recommendation?
Great question. Is one, check yourself in when you get in a car. What kind of mood are you in? Are you mad at something?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Are you upset at something? Are you not paying attention? And just check yourself in and take a breath and go, whoop. And don't engage in road rage. Just don't. If you become a victim of road rage, minor or complex, just don't engage. Because if you do, that thing could escalate in seconds, and then you can't turn it around.
Yeah, and there's a higher likelihood, too, that somebody looking for a fight in a car has a weapon.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I just read an article. This guy came out. I'm laughing because it's just so unusual, with a machete. You know, we're all expecting a gun or a bat. No, this guy had a machete and went after the road rage person he was after.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane out there. I was talking to another radio station, the interviewer, and him and his wife were driving down a road. Road rage, so they pulled off on the exit thinking they could lose the person. No, the person got out and pulled a gun on them. And can you believe it was a woman? That's rare, too.
Wow.
So don't think this can't happen to you, because it can, just like mass shootings at a school can happen in your neighborhood.
Mm.
So I'm working on a mass shooting prevention guide for civilians to help law enforcement solve this epidemic.
Yeah, well, my solution was just have in the police academy people that go to work in their uniforms and become teachers. So now you have a whole room full of guns with the people that ought to have them. So I thought that maybe the police could be teachers too. Wouldn't that stop that? Nobody's going to run into a school and do that.
It's true.
It's out of the box. Out of the box. Janet Niederhofer, Niederhofer. How can people connect with you and your organization called Humankind Alliance?
Yep, they can just go to humankindalliance.org and give it a go and check us out. You'll find a lot of great information there, and appreciate the interest because we all need to work together here to solve everything that's going on out there.
No question. And again, are you in Sausalito? Where are you in the Bay Area?
Oh, I'm 12 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge. Mm. And those of you who don't know, San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge is just north of the city, and it bridges the north part of the city, and I'm 12 miles north of San Francisco.
We took Highway 1 and drove all the way down the coast starting in Washington. That is an amazing... Oregon looks like...
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, my gosh. Northern California.
You saw the redwoods?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just unbelievable how
Bucket
gorgeous.
List.
It's just absolutely worth everything to drive. It's just sad kind of what's happened policy-wise, politically, and everything else in California. Janice, nice meeting you. Thank you for what you're doing.
Hey, I appreciate your time, Stevie, and have a beautiful day.
You as well. Janice Niederhofer on the Tavman's Towing phone line. Liked her. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
Our Illini guys are in Spain. They beat the Madrid All-Stars. Then they took a tour of the Royal Palace on Monday before taking the train to Valencia. And that's where the game will be this evening. So let's see how we do on game two after beating the Madrid All-Stars. And I can't find that score, but we beat them.
Yeah.
And actually beat them towards the end.
Yeah, we had to score a lot in the fourth quarter. Anyway, let's see what's happened. They're going on tours. It's a wonderful experience for the young men.
Absolutely. Let's see. We had Tampa Bay over St. Louis. That final was 4-2. Now we have another game starting at 5:40. And that is Jalen Beeks on the mound for the Rays and Dakota Hudson for the Cardinals. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. We have the Cubs over the Mets 3-2 yesterday. Any highlights, Stevie?
We'll get to those maybe in the back half of the show if we have time.
You are a Chicago Cubs hater. And you didn't used to be when you were...
Line drive hit to deep left center field, way back. This could go. It's gone.
Mike Tauchman was the hitting and also fielding star. Mike Tauchman, who nobody knows, and I'm not a hater.
Thank you, Stevie.
I'm rooting. Actually,
I
rooting,
appreciate rooting that. That was a little strong. We're coming out of a road race.
Kind of strong. Kind of strong. No, I'm rooting for the Cubs now that the Cardinals have packed it in. So I'm happy with the Cubbies. We got them on US 105.9.
We sure do.
I am not one of those that can't stand the other. I just
well,
don't.
And now it's like one of the only local-ish teams that are kind of in
no,
it.
No, they're
to win kind. It.
They're in it.
Right.
They're a game and a half out in a very weak division. The Cubbies have it right there for a chance to do something special, and I'm all for it.
And we've got Kyle Hendricks on the mound taking on David Peterson from the Mets. It's a 6-10 start over on US 105.9. New York Yankees over the Chicago White Sox 7-1. Their game start will be 7-10. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Don't rely on the classroom, parents. It's up to you to talk budgets and boundaries. If your child is, you know, headed to college or leaving for college or even on break or whatever it is, talk about money with them. Busey suggests covering these topics, talk about credit, show the importance of having good credit, don't forget to pay that stuff, banking, open an account in their name at your bank, fraud protection, understand that don't click on it because it can be bad, budgeting, college debt, they need to know all that stuff, and if you haven't talked to them, and they probably don't want to talk about it, it's a good talk to have. With mobile online services from Busey, students can manage your finances whenever they want, wherever they are. Busey mobile app, Busey eBank, Busey bill payment. Busey understands the demands of back to school. Simplify your finances with their mobile and online services and educational resources. Busey.com for over 150 years. You can call them at 800-67-BUSEY or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, again, since 1868.
Wow.
Member FDIC.
Average cost of back to school, I think, is parents per student over $800 these days.
Man.
Ugh.
We'll be right back.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and Vicinity. Next weather system already approaching the Mississippi River with the initial clusters of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be scattered across the area as the afternoon wears on. Increasing cloudiness, a couple of fog patches around early on this morning, up to 81 and a light southwest to south wind. There may be some locally heavy rainfall pockets to develop later this afternoon and early on tonight, and with wet grounds over parts of the area, maybe some ponding and standing water issues, if not localized flooding. Maybe an inch or two worth of rain across the the area again. Up to 81 today, 65 tonight with the showers and thunderstorms winding down just after midnight. Partly sunny, dry day tomorrow with a northwest wind at 82. Shower chances are back in for Friday to early Saturday. Again, in through Monday and again Wednesday next week. So about every 36 to 48 hours, a couple of showers. Temperatures are pretty easy to take levels. Up to 82 tomorrow, 84 on Friday. Weekend highs into the middle 80s, upper 70s and lower 80s then for the first half of next week. For CVJ Solgay.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
ZipRecruiter is seeing signs of softening in the tight labor market. The job site says businesses are posting fewer jobs and are spending less to advertise their open positions. ZipRecruiter's earnings in the recent quarter declined from a year ago. The company says the number of people employed remains at historically robust levels, but it's seeing a decline from the peaks of 2021 and 22. Used car seller Carvana is boosting expectations for this year. It's participating at a JP Morgan auto conference today. The Mortgage Bankers Association says its average for a 30-year fixed loan and for one backed by the FHA both topped 7% last week after Fitch downgraded U.S. credit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Well, it's our friend Nate Swick over at visitindy.com. We used the Zach Brown tickets at the Ruoff the other night, and it was the most crowded, one of the people using the tickets, most crowded they've ever seen it. It was hard to find a spot on the lawn,
nice.
Nate. It was really hard.
Hey, people love, I mean, I think this is the first Zach Brown Band concert I've missed in the last few years. It's a good show. They always put on a good show.
Well,
so many hits.
Played all the songs and everything else, and they had, they walked about, a mile, wherever they parked. They said it was really easy getting out, too.
Okay, so good.
Everything was fine, and it was just super crowded. And
Eric Church this weekend?
Hey, the summer concert series is not over. While summer is close to being winding down, I mean, we've got Eric Church this weekend, and then I think next weekend, both Luke Bryan and Lynyrd Skynyrd. So quite a good little lineup in this next 10 days.
Wow.
I love those shows. And that's at the Ruoff?
Yep, same venue. So I know, I mean, I would imagine with those big names, we might be just as crowded. Yeah. Maybe show up early and get that spot on the lawn.
Yep.
So do you have to bring your lawn chair and blanket, or is there something available at the facility that you can rent then? How does that look?
You can rent a chair, but I mean, I like to bring my own blanket, your own stuff. Then you got that personal, absolutely. And if you show up a little early, you get your good spot, you can set up camp for, I mean, usually there's some good openers and whatnot. I'm not sure who's opening for Eric Church this weekend, but he's also one of my all-time favorite shows. I saw him at Lucas Oil Stadium probably in, I don't even know, maybe 2014. Mm. Incredible show.
I don't think anybody was sitting at the Ruoff. Everybody stood on the lawn. There was no sitting.
Yeah. What a party.
They carried the chairs and they didn't use them.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. So that's when you know it's a good show.
Yeah,
that's
everybody on the lawn was standing. And how many does that place hold, do you know?
Actually, I don't know off the top of my head.
My son guessed 20,000.
I think it's around there.
It was packed. So anyway.
So I know the Colts are having their training camp now, and is it Jonathan Taylor that has an ankle issue and decided?
Yeah, we got we got a little bit to figure out there on the Colts front, but we are excited. I mean, training camp right now, and then I know the NFL preseason. So, I mean, fall is right around the corner. I think they've got the first preseason games this weekend, but I know next week we've got the Bears coming to the city. So Colts-Bears at Lucas Oil next weekend, our first home preseason game. So
that would be fun.
The season.
Okay, so I know the Indiana State Fair is something that's kicking right now through the 20th.
Yep, we got the Indiana State Fair, so you can check out. They've got some pretty good shows on the free stage. Obviously, all the good food and drink, lots of activities. You can do all the rides and the animals. So we got a couple more weekends of that. I mean, that's weird because we're talking about fall, but we're still in the thick of fair season. So also, this just in, I Googled it, but almost 25,000 people fit at Ruoff on the north side,
Ted had texted in 18.5, so it's a lot of people. That's a lot of people out there.
And I'm sure the volume is just right, Stevie J.
Well, I'll be back in the lawn is where I'd want to be because it's darn concert sometimes too darn loud.
No, it would get too loud. So 18, I think it's 18.5 in the lawn and then another like 6 or 7,000 under the pavilion.
That is really a massive humanity. Okay, so you've got Jason Aldean in September?
Yes, we do.
These concerts are just getting started, guys. I mean, we've got a really incredible roster. So if you're a live music fan, especially here, I feel like we've got some great country shows this next month. So
and we're really spotlighting that because we have US 105.9 in our cluster, and Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town really stirred up some stuff these days. And that show is September 16th. So people are texting in at 359-2255 the word Jason to try to win from visitindy.com, Nate. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Love it. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks. I just want to hit one more, which is the Brickyard Weekend, which is coming up because I have a friend, a racer, who's on the autism spectrum. Armani Williams is going to be part of this. Talk about what's happening for the Brickyard Weekend doubleheader.
Absolutely. So this is kind of the last big event at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway this weekend where I guess you could call it a triple header because we have a truck race on Friday night and then the NASCAR race on Saturday, IndyCar race on Sunday. So this is truly a just weekend full of racing and fun at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So no matter what kind of adventure you're looking for, I mean, they've got some good stuff going out there, and it's kind of like the last blast of summer because this is the final big event. We kind of start the summer at the track with Memorial Day weekend, Indy 500, and then we wrap it up this weekend. So get excited. It's going to be a fun one. Weather looks very summer-esque, so good racing weather.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Nate Swick, visitindy.com. We'll go with a little chicken fried here.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Zach Brown Band, Last Weekend. You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night.
A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio. Watching a little bit online at one of his concerts, and you get a deeper perspective of who he is. You know, very musically trained, college. Mm-hmm. Very sophisticated, some of the classical, you're just deeper than I expected. And he's got a genre now. He's really got it.
I know it.
And brought some Marines out at the end of the show in Indy.
I love that.
And you could tell his stance and what he believes.
Uh-huh.
He loves America. All right, we're back in a moment. News coming up. But it's feeling love has grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried.
Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. Hey, all you backyard chefs and barbecue gurus. Barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but your yard needs mowed. Yes, your wife is getting hangry, but that grass isn't going to cut itself. What's an aspiring pitmaster going to do? Get the world's fastest mower, a Dixie Chopper from Dedicated Diesel in Urbana. They carry a full line of Dixie Choppers from the Z2 and beautiful Eagle residential models up to the big Excalibur and classic commercial machines that can mow nearly 8 acres an hour. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. This is award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, and whether I'm cooking low and slow or hot and fast, I always have time to savor the flavor because my mowing time is cut down by Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest mower. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana.
217-328-0562.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
Everyone deserves a decent place to live, including man's best friend. Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County is looking for teams to help raise the woof by participating in a fun and unique pet habitat building competition for a great cause. Grab your friends, family, or coworkers and put your creativity and building skills to the test.
Raise the Woof 2023 Under One Woof is taking place at the Habitat Restore on September 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All the money raised via Raise the Woof will fund Habitat home builds here in Champaign County. You can find more information and register your build team online at CUHabitat.org.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. House Oversight investigators release more bank records of alleged payments to the Bidens from Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan when Biden was VP, including from a Russian oligarch shortly before Biden dined with Hunter and the oligarch at a Tony D.C. restaurant. President Biden pitching wind towers in New Mexico after declaring the Grand Canyon a national monument, closing it to uranium mining. Utah's Governor and Senator Mitt Romney condemned the move. No Biden visit to the border with illegal migrant crossings up 30% with armed cartel members. Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels.
Well, unfortunately, it's getting worse and worse because you got to ask yourself, who has more of an operational plan? Who has the will? And who is winning? And that is your criminal cartels.
On Fox and Friends, the RNC announces the second GOP primary debate on Fox Business September 27th at the Reagan Center. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois leaders considering the idea of a new state flag. The Illinois Flag Commission will explore the creation of a new state flag. In developing new state flag designs, the commission will make recommendations to the General Assembly concerning whether the current state flag should be replaced with a redesigned one. National Weather Service confirming a tornado passing between Springfield and Taylorville Sunday. That funnel cloud was on the ground for close to an hour, rated as a peak intensity of EF2 northeast of Taylorville. Severe weather downing power lines and trees, even destroyed some homes. The good news, nobody was hurt. Recreational marijuana sales remain high in Illinois. Cannabis sales topping $140 million last month, setting a new high for the year. It was the second biggest month since the state legalized adult-use marijuana more than 3.5 years ago. The majority of the cannabis sales were in state residents, totaling more than $104 million. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Van and vicinity. And there's more rain in the forecast as the day wears on today and in through tonight. Next weather system out via the Missouri, the Mississippi River will get a couple of clusters of showers and thunderstorms going this afternoon, increasing cloudiness at a high around 81. Bit of a south-southwesterly wind, and there may be some pockets of some heavy rainfall as the late afternoon and early evening wear on for the day today. Overnight lows tonight down to 65. Showers and thunderstorms again with some pockets of heavy rainfall this evening and a shower chance after midnight. For the day tomorrow, partly sunny and 82. Another shower thunderstorm threat here for the day on Friday with a high near 84. Maybe a lingering shower chance early on Saturday. Otherwise, we're dry with seasonal temperatures for the weekend. Up to a partly sunny 86 degree reading on Saturday. Partly cloudy 85 on Sunday. Another shower chance in here for Monday. And again, Wednesday next week, temperatures a little bit cooler with upper 70s and lower 80s for daytime highs with nights near 60. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Country music superstars are taking the Illinois Lottery Grandstand stage at this year's Illinois State Fair. Kicking it all off is record-breaking award winners Old Dominion on Friday night, August 11th, with special guest Alexandra Kay.
I don't want to be one man band.
Megastar Tim McGraw hits the stage on Thursday night, August 17th, with special guest Landon Parker.
Always stay humble and kind.
And Grammy winner Maren Morris will bring hit after hit on Saturday night, August 19th.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Tickets are on sale now, 24/7 at Ticketmaster.com, the Ticketmaster app, or at the Grandstand Ticket Office during regular business hours. And don't forget to add your pre-show party tickets for only $30.
Party before the show and be the first ones into the grandstand.
Act now. Don't miss these country powerhouses at the 2023 Illinois State Fair, August 10th through the 20th.
Every industry has specialists, like Alan here. He knows radiators.
Radiators. I love them. Don't even talk to me about brakes or fuel lines.
Just radiators.
Radiators.
Sally is a specialist in cakes.
I think pies are an abomination.
Really? Pies?
Yuck.
Then we have Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You know what they're great at? Appliances. Nothing else. No TVs. No computer printers. No radiators.
Who's got a problem with radiators?
Nobody, Alan. But you can't get one at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Too bad. They're missing out.
I'm Dennis Rehan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. All we do is appliances. And when that's all you do it better than anyone else. Our associates on our sales floors know more about them. Our delivery people are better at installing them. And our technicians are better at fixing them. All right here in Central Illinois. Wow!
I can't believe you don't like pies, though.
What do I look like, some kind of a peasant?
No.
Cakes are really the best.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
So Diane caught up with Armani Williams. Who is Armani?
He is someone who drives for diversity and represents NASCAR and the Pro Series that involves the trucks, and he's going to be part of the Brickyard Weekend doubleheader at IMS and Indianapolis Race Parkway. So it's going to be an interesting conversation. I caught up with him yesterday about the race.
So how you feeling today? I know you got a big race coming up.
I'm doing great. You know, I mean, just been looking forward to this race for quite a while. You know, when we partnered with Champaign-Ubrin Autism Network, and I can't say how excited I am to just be racing again. You know, it's just I'm looking forward to it.
So for those of us who aren't familiar, I'm a fan because CU Autism Network is one of your supporters. My son Aiden has always been fascinated with cars. He's 20 now. How did you get involved in racing?
Yeah, so how I got involved in racing was it started when I was a little kid. You know, I kind of always fell in love with cars. I would have a collection of Hot Wheel and Matchbox cars at my house, whether I was at my mom's, my dad's, and my grandparents. And then I heard about NASCAR, and I kind of found that to be pretty cool, and I wanted to see what it was all about. And the first race I tuned in on TV, I was hooked on right away. Just the idea of these cars going 180, 190 miles per hour, I was just like, wow, that is very, very cool.
You awesome.
Know, and then to see how aggressive the drivers were, the paint schemes of the cars. And from that moment, you know, I started watching every race that was on TV.
I know we're in the Midwest here, and we're, you know, essentially a few hours away from the Indianapolis 500. The Indianapolis Race Park, IRP, is something that you'll be racing at soon. This is like a dream come true.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, just this is something I've always dreamed of as a kid. It's just to be a part of races like this and just go out there and drive the wheels off of it and show what I got. You know, like I've always believed in myself and my talents to be able to wheel a race car. And so just another opportunity to, at Indianapolis Raceway Park. And, you know, it's just I'm ready to take full advantage of it.
So this is coming up on Saturday. How do you prepare for such a race, Armani?
Well, there's a lot of things, you know. I mean, given that this is a short track, you know, like you got to always make sure your emotions are in check, as well as, you know, prepare with a pairing a simulator, just practicing on a track as many times as you possibly can to pick up the little things of how to get around a racetrack. It also helps when you can talk to, you know, experienced race car drivers that have raced at the track before, you know. So it's like you try to prepare for a lot of things, especially when it's your first time there. So, you know, I'm taking all the advice and information I can get so I can better prepare myself for the race. So I'm excited.
What's your vehicle like, Armani?
Yeah, so I race in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. So these are kind of like, you know, a race car version of a pickup truck, you know. So like your F-150s, your Toyota Tundras, your Chevrolet Silverados. Those are type of race vehicles that I race. But the one I'm going to be in will be in a Toyota Tundra. So at the end of the day, I'm just looking forward to get back in a race car.
Nice. Now, as far as your journey, you mentioned your love for Matchbox cars and Hot Wheels. I know, you know, my kid with autism also fascinated with all of that. But I guess I don't know if I trust Aiden, my son, enough to like have him hop into a go-kart and some of these things to, and then get into the bigger cars. Your dad, Dale, must have really trusted you and empowered you in that kind of way, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there was a time as a kid that every time we went to an amusement park and there was a go-karting attraction there, you know, I would ask my dad, can we ride that? Can we ride that? Like, and, you know, after one time, I wanted to do it over and over and over again because I just loved it so much.
Right.
And I think just having that love to just want to be in a vehicle and drive, you know, it helped me at least learn the basics of driving. You know, like with the fact that you have a steering wheel, you understand what a gas pedal does, what a brake pedal was. And I think that helped prepare me for when I wanted to start racing competitively. So it was something like that where, you know, it gave me a little startup to, you know, what was to come for my racing career.
Well, I know that you just kind of have this championship mentality of, you just won't accept no for an answer. And I guess the folks at NASCAR just said, you know, we're going to work with Armani Williams and get him going.
Yeah. I mean, you know, with this team with Glory to God Racing, you know, like it gave me an opportunity to, you know, race with them for a couple of times this year at Texas and Charlotte. And so I'm just grateful for them giving me the opportunity to race. You know, like they're a pretty good team. You know, they work really hard to build fast race cars that, just so I can help showcase my talents. And just great people that are just wanting to give me a chance to continue my racing career. And I can't thank them enough for that. It's just with what I've had to deal with all through my life with autism and just how many times people thought I couldn't do anything. You know, the main thing for me is I had to just show people what I could do by just getting in that race car, getting on that racetrack and just proving people wrong, you know, and that's something that I've kind of always carried throughout my entire life. And, you know, I plan to continue doing that.
I just wanted to say that I reached out to Armani. I saw that he was racing. My family's been following his career. We reached out to him and asked him if we could help, you know, how could we support him. I've learned a lot about NASCAR the last few weeks. And we've gotten into this partnership with him. Quan started, I don't think that people realize, Armani also goes to school off race season. And we had set up a GoFund account. This isn't just for CU Autism Network. Armani is truly the great driver, yet he also really wants to use his driving platform for autism awareness. So while CU Autism Network is on the car this week, Armani drives for autism every time he gets behind the car. He gets it. He's an adult that's employed. He shows inclusion. His race team, G2G Racing, is awesome. They are very, we've worked with them as well, Armani's dad. It's actually been a really great team effort putting this together. And CU Autism Network has various merchandise items for Armani, and we will sell them for Armani. And Armani's Racing has decided that the proceeds will go to Quan. They want to give back to a community. And so Armani is the real deal. He is good at what he does, and I love his motto.
Tell me I can't so that I can show you that I can.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
You know, I've seen about, like, at least a lot of checker flags throughout with 18 wins throughout my career and two championships. So, you know, I've had some great success along the way, but along with those wins and championships, there's going to be plenty more to come, that's for sure.
Well, you've started as a teenager. How old are you now?
I'm 23 years old.
Awesome. Well, you've got a great future ahead. I sure appreciate you stepping up for our community and helping represent CU Autism Network in Indianapolis coming up this weekend. We wish you all the best.
What is your motto, Armani?
Tell me I can't so that I can show you that I can.
We'll wrap with what can we do to learn more, Julie Duvall, about CU Autism Network. Are we online?
Yes. You can go to www.cuautismnetwork.org or see us on Facebook at Champaign-Urbana Autism Network.
Armani Williams, all the best in your racing events. Thank you for coming on the radio with us here at ESPN 93.5.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Ferrix Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Join Fighting Illini football for a family reunion in Memorial Stadium on Saturday, September 2nd, to open the 2023 season. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, face painting, live music, tailgating, and more. Get a family four-pack of tickets for only $49 as the Illini take on Toledo on Saturday, September 2nd. Get your tickets at FightingIllini.com.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helping me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
All righty, might get a little rain. Let's get some details.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Next weather system already approaching the Mississippi River with the initial clusters of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be scattered across the area as the afternoon wears on. Increasing cloudiness, a couple of fog patches around early on this morning, up to 81 and a light southwest to south wind. There may be some locally heavy rainfall pockets to develop later this afternoon and early on tonight, and with wet grounds over parts of the area, maybe some ponding and standing water issues, if not localized flooding. Maybe an inch or two worth of rain across the area again. Up to 81 today, 65 tonight with the showers and thunderstorms winding down just after midnight. Partly sunny, dry day tomorrow with a northwest wind at 82. Shower chances are back in for Friday to early Saturday, again in through Monday, and again Wednesday next week. So about every 36 to 48 hours, a couple of showers. Temperatures are pretty easy to take levels. Up to 82 tomorrow, 84 on Friday. Weekend highs into the middle 80s, upper 70s and lower 80s then for the first half of next week. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hey, all you backyard chefs and barbecue gurus. Barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but your yard needs mowed. Yes, your wife is getting hangry, but that grass isn't going to cut itself. What's an aspiring pitmaster going to do? Get the world's fastest mower, a Dixie Chopper from Dedicated Diesel in Urbana. They carry a full line of Dixie Choppers from the Z2 and beautiful Eagle residential models up to the big Excalibur and classic commercial machines that can mow nearly 8 acres an hour. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. This is award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, and whether I'm cooking low and slow or hot and fast, I always have time to savor the flavor because my mowing time is cut down by Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest mower. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. 217-328-0562.
Illini pizza fans at Jets Pizza, they know how to build the perfect pizza. Detroit style is one of them. Fresh made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Jets is Detroit style pizza. Now build your perfect three topping large pizza for just $16.99. You pick your favorite three toppings and build the perfect Jets pizza. A large three topping pizza, just $16.99. Online code top three. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company. Invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
John, the price of groceries is enough to send somebody into a panic mode these days.
Yeah, especially when the refrigerator goes kaput.
Even more so. We got a call from a customer who had that problem with a freezer load of those expensive groceries.
And that'll keep you awake at night just thinking about it.
Right. So, because Dick Van Dyke stocks the 100 most used parts, we were able to send a factory-trained tech out to her place to fix the problem before she lost any of that food.
And he wasn't some subcontractor either.
Trained right here locally by the team of Dick Van Dyke.
You know, one way to fight inflation?
Yep.
Keep from having to buy expensive stuff twice.
This is Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store, which means you have the comfort of knowing that if anything goes wrong, we'll make it right. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
So nobody won the somebody won the Mega Millions.
That's right.
So. You know, now it's like 20 million
down in Florida.
Somebody's right. Who's gonna play for 20 million?
Right.
This is 1.1 billion, something that somebody won. One person, one
right.
ticket.
Right. I think it was 1.8.
That's stunning. That is so much. So your payout, I mean, after everything, you got a 500 or 600 million after everything. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, the record-breaking jackpot now resets to 20 million.
Exactly. What the heck?
It was a record-breaking 1.58.
Okay,
not 8,
but that's another mega is different than the Powerball. It's another one.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Omega is on Tuesday and Friday.
Yeah.
And I think the Powerball is maybe Wednesday, Saturday.
Yeah, call me in October when it's rolled over for 4 months.
Neptune Beach, Florida is Neptune, where the single
How many people
tickets.
Live in Neptune Beach? I wouldn't Don't think it's know. A ton.
But they had gone since April, since the Mega Millions jackpot was actually won. So, and there was a $1.3 billion haul that was claimed in January this year. So it has a tendency to rack up. I guess that's just where we're at. There's nothing we can do about it, but I just don't like it when it gets so high. And, you know, I guess that's part of the thing, though.
Well, there's no way everybody's playing if it's not crazy and everybody's talking about it. I'm just trying to see how many I can't type and talk.
So the numbers were 13, 19, 20, 32, and 33. The Mega Ball was 14, and the Mega Plier was 2X. So with all those
what
factors, I don't know. No wonder it takes forever for them to win.
All right, it's in Duval County near Jacksonville. I still can't hear.
Okay.
Everybody's
so
gonna,
up in the northwest. Eastern part.
Yeah, yeah. It's not far from, you know.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
All good.
But the point is, I think a lot of people probably know the person. So.
And the match five, $1 million winners came from California, Pennsylvania, Texas, and West Virginia. Again, our Illinois state is out.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Meet you tomorrow on ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Have a great Wednesday.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. So why did you want to be a police officer?
And I guess I've always had a passion for serving my community. I always make the joke that growing up, I used to watch Criminal Minds instead of Barney. And I just always had a passion in watching those shows and being interested in how to help other people.
What do you want people to know about police officers?
I want people to know that we're out there to help. I know there's kind of a stigma with police officers, but I genuinely love seeing people. I love hearing new stories every single day, doing something new outside of just a normal, mundane desk job. We have fun out there. We help people, but there's also the risk, scary side of it, but that's the risk that I'm willing to take to see new people.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the